Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to another episode of the Tracy L. Clark Show right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Wherever you may be listening to the replay, bookmark it. You don't want to miss where every week we bring you a new topic to actually be able to expand your awareness, connect you to the God consciousness. I always say take you a little bit from unhappy and unhealthy to happy and healthy. And how can you do that? And what are the things in your brain that are keeping you safe? What are the things that make you resistant to moving forward in your life? And we make them call-in shows as well to keep being able to help you move and shift through your life. As a body regeneration expert, the reason that makes me in that field for people that may not know me is because I had to restore and repair my own life, especially when the experts gave me no more hope. There's one thing when you start to understand science or you start to understand maybe spiritual practices, but really, it's about you connecting to your body. And that's what I had to do after three near-death experiences, born with a lot of ailments and issues. And that's how I created the body regeneration method to help you guys. And that's what this whole program is about, to help you increase your awareness, but really make sure you also understand action tools that you need to make. And today, we're going to talk about really getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. Because when I started my journey and I started to have to take something different, when everyone's telling you there's nothing else they can do, you turn inwards and we spend so much time looking for our solutions externally. And that's what I love to teach people like you, is to understand that it is all within, but to live it. Like a lot of times I hear people and I'm like, well, have you lived that or have you experienced that? And it's not that we can live or experience everything. But there's a lot of things when we've experienced them and we've lived them that we learn from them so we can help you and you can go help somebody else. And it was very difficult when I started to have to learn outside of my programming. And you hear people talk a lot, if it's new, about limiting beliefs or belief systems that hold us back. And one of my big belief system was, I've always been sick, I'm always going to be sick. And it became very uncomfortable when I started to realize that wasn't my truth. That was my truth at that time, but that I needed to step out of everything I knew to learn something different so I could learn to reconnect with my body and not have all these ailments. I could have taken that as my truth, but I was very uncomfortable in the beginning learning something new. As much as it was exciting, I found myself also resisting. And I was resisting because I was like, oh my gosh, really? I don't know. I was told something else. So think about it. Where have you been resisting learning something different? And where have you been resisting really connecting to your body? Our body has an incredible force behind it. Every time I work with people, I talk to them about the physiology of your body. They laugh when I work, you know, my arms move and I do yawn, burp, or gag. But it's so the energy moves through and it sounds a little bit different, but it moves through. And that's how I see so many people and I don't get sick anymore and I'm happy and healthy and my body repaired, my body restored, and my body regenerated. It didn't happen overnight. So I also had to be very comfortable with knowing that throughout life, we are going to get little scud missiles. And when you have tools in your back pocket and you have different understandings, although people around you may not get it, that is okay. And one of the examples I'd love to leave you guys with, we do have a call-in show, so we're going to get to your line right away, 1-800-930-2819. as we talk about today of getting comfortable, being uncomfortable, look at when, I want to use the internet for an example, because you could all probably reference that. When the internet came to be, a lot of people couldn't understand how to explain to people how the internet worked. You can go back and pull up YouTube videos on news articles where people were like, could you explain to me how that internet works? And nobody could. They're like, well, how is it that I can sit here and send you an email and you're going to get it? It was a very big comprehension. And if you remember dial-up internet, what happened back then was it would take forever. So before the internet came into play, if people had told you you would be carrying around a little cell phone today, you would have, and I know I did it. I'm like, oh, who's that one person in the computer lab? Computers just came into the lab when I graduated, dating myself there a bit, but they did. And, you know, it was one of those places. If they told us we would have these little phones, we'd say, no, you're in Star Trek days. But people would discount. People would really, you know, I guess I'm trying to think the right word I can say with being polite on the air. They would crap on you and say, that's not true. That's not going to work. It's slow. We don't have bandwidth. They would come up with every negative programming to convince people not to. And if you knew but what they didn't get was everything was being built. Everything was being developed and it took time. So now if you've been told back then we would have Netflix and we would have Apple and we would have Microsoft and we would have these phones and you'd be sending messages and videos and Instagram and Facebook and Google, you would have gone, no. But see, people weren't open enough. They weren't expansive enough because they'd only learned that we send letters. And we see this throughout history. And when it comes to energy work and it comes to shifting your body and it comes to getting uncomfortable, all those people were uncomfortable. And people sending letters were uncomfortable. They might have to learn something new and they're going to have to learn the net. And, you know, so we get comfortable in our environments. And now look where we are. They fixed all those bugs. They got them out there. And this is where our systems are moving. So when we get comfortable with being uncomfortable, we're comfortable with the change. Then we look within. Thank you, God. And then we can start to expand. And then watch how quickly things in your life start to change too. But it's about really getting ready to say, I'm uncomfortable, but that means, thank you, God. You can say universe or divine. And I want to shift this for you guys listening to really say that now something's changing. This is good. I might have a little fear. I can remove that. But I can also get excited about what's coming. And you may not see it, but if you start to get excited about what's coming and you start to be in that joy of what's coming, watch how quickly your energy will change to make a better outcome. So often we get so uncomfortable and stay uncomfortable with change, we're spiraling. So we start spiraling through whether it's your finances or your career or your health or your joy or your happiness or your love. And you don't want to spiral. So I just want to expand that and remember next time that you're feeling uncomfortable, say, what is this beautiful space I'm walking into? And what have you asked for? Because if you are in, especially people on a spiritual journey, they say, well, I've heard a lot of people say, well, you know, I pray every day or I ask the universe for what I want, whatever your language is, and it's not coming. Or they're like, I've been asking for all this stuff to show up. My life's falling apart. Well, your life's falling apart and you got to be comfortable with that because you're asking for something different to come in. And when you ask for something different to come in, it can't show up the way you think it is. So I really want to expand this for each and every one of you. I want you to really have this awareness come in around why you want to get comfortable with it and celebrate it. We're going to talk more of it on the show. If you want to have a YouTube video coming out this Thursday that expands even more on being uncomfortable and really just, you know, getting connected and getting connected with yourself. So if you can just hold that thought through the hour, we're going to continue to shift. We're going to continue to move. And also, don't forget, check us out at tracylclerk.com. We have the free Clearing Out the Weeds, but we also started on Sunday. We had an incredible Soul Sundays with Tracy L. So we shifted you in the spirit. We got you moving for the week. And you can go sign up and listen to the replay, TracyLClark.com, but also sign up so you're notified for the next one. So whether you're going to be on the live stream or you want to be in person, it's really beautiful when we can come together as a community and help people. And every time you hear me speak with somebody on the show or shift them, know you're getting that energy too. Even if it's something you're not thinking about, you don't know where in your body it could pick up that shift. And that's what this is what we've been building in the TLC community. And that my focus of this show has been, and it's changed a lot. As you heard, we're almost up to a year. It's changed a lot because I really, really, my desire is to make sure each and every one of you do start to live the lives you want and not just talk about it and not feel stuck. But that you know about community and you really understand that you hold the power. I was teaching on the weekend and that's what they were saying. I got the power. I thought there was a song about that. But when you've got the power, you really do. And that's why you want to be really comfortable with uncomfortable so you can move through and understand you hold the power to change. All right, we want to get to some callers today because they're so fun. I know we have some waiting on the line. Thank you for your patience. Carter, you said we have Joe on the line from New York?
Yep, Joe from New York. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thanks. It's great to be here. It's great to speak with you, Tracy.
Hi, Joe. Welcome. What's your question today? How can I help you shift?
Yeah, well, 2 weeks ago, I had gotten bitten by a Lyme-infected tick.
Oh.
And I got sick really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so now you're like, what do I do? It's actually more common than people think. You probably were told that, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's becoming more common. It's really interesting. There's an energy behind it. And we've actually dealt with a lot of people. And miraculously, their tests came back really, really good. So one, I want to put that in your field, because when you go through it, it's kind of traumatizing. And then the body does all these other things. There's a lot of issue when an energy like that enters the body, the immune system we have to start to look at, but then also the boundaries that go with it, and then turning within self and realizing that actually the self connection and that self-talk can actually keep you out of the brain. I do the one simple tool. I say to people, it works really well. And it's about when you get calm and you get centered and you create really good boundaries, you can actually start to move the immune system, which I'll start to open that for you right now, the increase of the immune system, because you can see your body is right still in attack mode. Also, there's energies that come from throughout our life, especially when it comes to stuff like this, of where body has in this lifetime and other lifetimes felt like it's been sort of having to be on guard or attack mode. Your body's extremely connected and sensitive to your external environments. You know that though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're very sensitive. So it's why it reacted so quickly. And so that's where those energies that we can start to move out with that accumulation of where it did feel attacked. Because especially when we get something like that and the accumulation of the Lyme disease and all the misinformation and misinterpreted and the autoimmune, it's basically that parasitical energy that starts to leave. It starts to go into all these areas where you've had parasites in your life, so people, places, and things. But then the body just goes attacking itself, right? Because it is a symbol of where it's felt attacked in other parts of your life. But we also have to increase the immune system. So, and then you to remove the trauma of where the tick bite happened. So it's not a lot of people think that, okay, I have this forever. We have a lady, she had a baby and her systems are all better. There was all that information. And I want you to get this in your field or people that are listening. And I know it sounds out there because it's different than the medical space. But if you're working with the medical space and you start to understand to shift a lot of the energy behind it, I would love to hear you get those same results that we've had other people get where they're like, oh my gosh, it's clean, it's clean, it's clean, right? So that's energy transfers, as you know. So we're going to start to remove this for you and pull this out. And also, are you on an antibiotic or a strong antibiotic now?
Oh, now, yeah. I did a week of herbs and that made me feel better. And
yeah.
And my healthcare practitioner, she said, you don't want chronic Lyme, so we're going to now. No.
Yeah. Okay. Because it just looks like the reason I ask a strong antibiotic is that, well, sometimes they give them some things they don't, but you can see with the energy of the immune system. And then we have to, you always have to adjust you to the antibiotic to you to make sure the body works with it very quickly, very, very well. And we also, because there's a disconnect, right? When you put an antibiotic into the body also doesn't know what to do with it sometimes. But when you align to the energy of it and you're like, oh, it's all better. It's all better. It's similar to the energy, you know, when you've heard of, and a lot of people have heard of that's old, but like that placebo effect even too, right? You're like, that's making me better. It's making me better. So it's a similar energy that we're like, okay, you're taking the antibiotic, but we also, when it shows for you to make sure that we make an adjustment in your liver, because that's where it looks like it's slowing down with the antibiotic. So you must, and like before, that your look like your body's not used to putting a lot of junk in it. Is that correct? You don't right. put, you don't, doesn't, your body looks fairly clean that way. Like you don't put a lot of, it's not, I'm not weighted down in your body. A lot of times when people have a lot of toxins or they take a lot of medicine or they take a lot of junk food, their bodies are very heavy feeling, very weighted. Yours is very light. So you can feel, but your liver, with the medicine, we have to adjust a little bit more. And I want to remove the trauma from the tick bite, but also I'm going to remove the trauma from being told this is what you have, and all that misinformation. Because what happens too, for everyone listening, when you're diagnosed with something, I've been there lots in my life, we take in the collective programming. So everybody else that has it, all their thought processes naturally get sucked into your system. You've been pretty good. You only have about, I'd say, 50% of that programming, but we want to start to remove the accumulation. And the information it shows to give to you is sort of like that turning within and going, seeing your blood like oxygenated and healthy and happy. And, oh, okay, you do have a pretty strong connection and meditation process. So that's really good. And if we turn that inwards a little bit more, and seeing whatever the residuals, they look like trace. You look pretty, you're shifting nicely here. So traces of it, meaning it should go a lot quicker. The more you keep turning inwards on the blood flow, and it's really pointing to oxygenation of the blood flow, because you know that kills a lot of stuff that's in there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so, and it is, it's showing your boundaries and it's showing just unresolved, like I said, like irritations and angers from past. So sometimes we don't even realize they're still in there because you're quite connected. So you can realize, you don't even realize they're there. So if you're okay, we'll just start to pull what's left. But I can tell you, when I do this, you might get more thoughts or more feelings around things that you haven't thought about for a long time.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. So just, and then I would highly, if you haven't seen the reset tool on the YouTube, it's called One Simple Tool. But when those thoughts and feelings come up, you tap the heart drive. Thank you, God, reset, let go. Thank you, God, reset, let go. What it does is it'll give you a break between your brain and then the connection to the God consciousness and the heart drive, so you can actually recalibrate the system. And then that thought pattern will just end up leaving the body almost instantly.
Wow.
How does that feel?
Feels right.
Yeah, good. I'm so glad you called in. So let us know. Contact the office and let us know how you're doing. We don't. We like to make sure that people are staying connected, so you don't get sucked into that old vortex, and then you're pointing in the right direction, which I really, really like. So, like I said, if you keep staying within, talking to your body, the physiology of the body, like, there's no sick cells allowed in my body. I'm happy. I'm healthy. Even if, you know, it's there and then the thoughts come up, release them, you'll notice very quickly the body will start to respond.
Right. But what does it really mean to release them? Because you read that all the time and people say that.
Yes. Yes.
But I think it's trickier than that.
Yes, it is. And so that's what I said is when you think, like when you're thinking of, say, or universe, where you're like, release, let go. What happens is when you do that enough and you have the awareness to let it leave, the thought pattern or the process that comes up over and over, you almost don't think about it at all. Like, you know it's gone when you don't think about it at all. Or if you do, you have no emotion. You're very neutral to it. You're like, well, that happened. So an example would be when I was very young, I was 5 and I was kidnapped and I had a gun to my head. Now, trauma, right? And trauma, especially where I live, because it doesn't happen very often. And basically, I would always tune in and I had still emotion to it. I still had connection to it. Now they would label it, I guess, PTSD. I was a little person. But now when I talk to it, I have nothing. It was an experience, whatever. So everything attached to it, and I had to do some work to it, left. And this is how we know we've released the underlying emotions, because things had still come up a couple of years later that I was like, oh, I thought I was done with that, but I see where it is. So when you recognize it with the awareness, you let it go, then what happens is you become neutral. There's really no emotion. That's how you know you've released it. So if there's still emotion that comes up and you do even the simple reset tool, then it's like it's digging a little bit different. What is this I'm not really looking at? What do I not want to look at? Or what am I not paying attention to? And I always say, thank you, God, show me that way. And then all of a sudden you get new answers. And then you can release it and let it go. And then you'll notice, you'll be like, oh, I don't care about that anymore. I actually feel pretty good. Does that make sense?
So it's asking for the answer.
Yeah, if it's not coming. So if you're not working with someone that can help show you where that is, then it's asking, and then it'll start to show up. So we want to increase your awareness and your perception so you can, when you're asking for it, you start to notice it right away. That's when you get a flash, or you'll have a thought that goes back in time, or something will start to pop up that you're like, oh my gosh, I never even thought about that. I haven't thought about that in 20 years. You know that's something coming out of the body that's connected to what you're asking for.
Right. So releasing is not just letting it go, but it's paying attention to it to see what the signs are.
Yeah, and to make sure that there's nothing left there and you feel neutral about it, that you don't feel like you have any emotion attached to it. So that's why a lot of people, they say, oh, I've let that go, I've released that, and then you bring something up for them and they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't really realize it was still in there, because they've masked it, they've hidden it within the body. And then it comes
right,
up later.
Right. Yeah. I definitely feel that.
Yeah. And so we'll open those doors for everybody listening, you included, so you can start to see where those come in and start to work to let it go at an exponential fast rate. You don't have to sit in it for long. The energy will move very, very quickly, because now your awareness is now paying attention. Yeah.
Right. Makes sense? Paying attention.
Yeah. Cool. I'm so glad you called in, and please feel free to call in anytime and let us know how you're doing, or if you require a little bit extra boost. Okay.
Hey, well, I'd like to thank Rob and Julie out there for giving me your number and helping you call in.
Excellent. Well, we're always here for you. Have an incredible day.
All right, you too.
Okay, bye, Joe. All right, Carter, you said we have Hannah on the line?
Yep, Hannah from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Hannah. How can we help you today?
Yes, for the last 3 weeks, I've been feeling nauseous. And I just let it go, thinking, oh, you know, I'll be okay. But I've also gone to the doctor. My feet were starting to swell up. I had a condition like in 2016. It was like H. pylori or bacteria.
And
I thought it was healed. But now I'm getting symptoms, and it's a little bit scary because the doctor checked my heart. They said, you're fine. But my feet swelling and feeling nauseous. And lately, I can't sleep at night. Like last night, I couldn't sleep before, too, because... Yeah. As I lay down, I'm nauseous, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, I don't know.
So the stomach, and when we have that and it comes in, so very good that you check it out. I always recommend people always when it comes to body, make sure you please follow up with your practitioners. They're there for a reason. And then you get a better guide of what's happening. So that's the physical space, and we want to make sure the body starts to respond. But the energetic space to any of that is really, 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 really discerning and looking around a little bit more. And it just shows to spend... Keep spending a little bit more time. Movement looks really big for you right now, like to increase your movement. So we can increase that for you. So that would be any kind of exercise you like, anything, doesn't matter. So that would be movement. And then again, your processing center gets stuck a lot because the body still is looking at what isn't versus what is. So what isn't happening versus what is coming, and that awareness. So what happens is, and then it gets stuck, and then all the acid and everything else. There is some change, it looks like, that also within, they're talking the structure. So structure of how you eat. So you might find that we can adjust that for you, and then you'll start to feel like there's certain foods you don't want to eat and a different way of eating, which will actually help that as well. So we can reset that for you with the energy, thank you, God, of strengthening and aligning the system we got to remove the roots and the seeds of where this came in. And then there's, when life gets uncomfortable for you, then the system really slows down, which is great for today's topic when we're talking about being comfortable with being uncomfortable. And you're right in that. And as I feel that, I can actually feel it's very like acidic-y, I think that's the right way, in my stomach. So I'll readjust that for you as well. But movement and also, I don't know, it's showing that you also need a mix between your water and teas. So herbal teas, I don't know why, just show something in the body that's soothing, right? Soothing for the system. And then as we adjust processing of life, that should make it feel better. How does that feel when I say that?
Nauseous again.
Yeah, you will, because the body's trying to get rid of now all of the information that it no longer needs or requires, right? So it can also purge. When you're doing a lot of energy shifting and you want to get it out, it can just move, shift, and release. So I want to leave that, because what you actually need to do right now is go drink some water so we can flush it through the other way. Sound good?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Much appreciated. All right. We're going to take a quick break. So before we do that, and then we'll come back to the line. We're going to go head out west in Canada, which is lovely. But I want to remind everyone, check out our Soul Sundays. Get on the mail list. You'll get the replay. It's right there. Lots of shifting and connecting. If you're looking for a place that really keeps you connected, that 90 minutes to start your week off every Sunday, 11 to 12:30 Eastern time, it'll be streamed live, or you can come in person, bring your friends, bring your family, get uplifted. We just started it, but that's about getting comfortable, uncomfortable. We had a few hiccups, but you roll with it, right? And you have fun. And, you know, we get to be able to touch the people that can't always get to us on shows like this as well because of the time difference. But you can listen to it later. And it's really our new way of being in the spiritual space, of our way of having a service that can come to you to help you start your week off right. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back after the break.
You said forever, you said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
What the fun do I do with my shway? Are you ready to hear what your space is about you and what you're communicating to the outer world about your inner dialogue? Are you ready to create harmony in your surroundings? Then join us on Clear Speak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern for current IT integrated with ancient knowledge to boost the broadcast of your space. Visit JeanetteWolf.com for more information on this amazing approach.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back. Carter gave us some good funky music today. I always like that. Makes it fun because we're supposed to be having fun in the spirit. And I forgot to tell you, where do you get Soul Sundays? TracyLClark.com. Always so much going on. All right, Carter, you said we have Barty on the line?
Yep, Barty from Alberta. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Barty. Nice to meet you. How are you?
Well, from the past 3 months, I've been having a little pinching in my lumbar disc, and I've tried many things, and it's not going, and I'm getting to be a little worried about this, and I'm trying chiropractic right now. It's reduced the pain, but the pinching is continuously there, and it's traveling down my leg.
No, yeah, those are not fun, are they? I've been there with you. They hurt. Okay. So we'll do, you've got the chiro. You're going to make me burp a little bit here. So I will apologize so we can start to shift this. I'm just going to actually start to command your system to move the lumbar vertebra, sacrum. We're going to go into the bottom. So there's areas where we have to increase the flexibility energetically, but then also, there's an accumulation of events that looks like in life that got really on your nerves. So basically, which is causing the nerves to be inflamed. And then it's been going on over and over. And you can see it's inflaming other areas of the nerves as well. Are you aware of all the things that get on your nerves or have gotten on your nerves? All the people, places, things?
All I know is if I just get too busy and worked up, it seems to get to there.
It does. It gets on your nerves, and then the tension in the body, it's holding on, and that's where it is in the discs. And so that's where you're doing the physical space, which is great, but we also want to do the energy space. You can feel that in my lower back where we can actually start to open and give some expansion in the body. Thank you, God. So we can reset this. So we can pull, because then the legs and everything, they get really tense, right? So everywhere. And that's also where, just so you know energetically, if you're not giving back to yourself, because you do look like you, the word your team uses, spirit guides, are like overgive. So you're an overgiver. You probably are aware of that with yourself.
Yes, like, a little bit.
you're an overgiver. So basically, body also will hit exhaustion before you actually notice that you need to pull back, right? So it's like, okay, now I'm exhausted, or even you can see areas that I can start to adjust where you'll be giving, but it's like, it's not really coming back. So even that the body gets frustrated with, because you want to be able to give and receive, right? So it doesn't mean you don't receive certain things, but you can see that if I put you on a teeter-totter, like, your overgiving would be at the top of the teeter-totter, right? And the coming back to you is more at the bottom. So that's really pushing the back and the nerve systems as well. So let me start to adjust that so we can start to pull the inflammation down. When things get on our nerves, we start to get a little bit frustrated, irritated, and they don't have to be looking like big things. A lot of people think, oh, but I don't have this massive trauma. I'm like, it's not about that. It's the accumulation of little things in the body. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I want to start to just command that system to let go. It's interesting. It shows after the adjustment that energetically, for you to do that exercise, you know where you put your feet in front of you and you go and bend over to like grab your toes and then you lift the toes up? Yeah, it actually shows to do that, like, you know, for a good, like, back and forth for 3 or 4 times. And then I want to pull the inflammation a little bit more. I can feel that in my back. So it's like, ow, okay. And I'll increase the nutrients just a little bit in the body, because there's that frustration too, that you keep waking up and it's normal. That's very normal, where the frustration sits in the body and says, I still have it. It's still here. Right. So,
yeah.
And then that locks in, like, is it ever going to go? I'm doing this, I'm doing that. It's never going to go. So we want to reverse the perception of letting go of all the spaces and all of the roots and seeds of where the energy came in, where the body got overloaded, where people were getting on your nerves, and then you started getting frustrated with yourself. So we can allow the flexibility and to release, let go, release, let go. When you do the exercise, that's what you're going to say to your body. Okay, you can say, universe, fine, whatever. I say, thank you, God, release, let go, release, let go, release, let go. And we'll set that up, and it should start to actually pull back so you can get that release. And now it'll be important for you to notice in your environment not to push yourself to the point where you get exhausted or it's going to resurface. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, yeah. If you
People
can have
been
that
telling
awareness...
Me this.
Yeah, if you can have that awareness, it's true. And this is that part where I was saying about getting comfortable with being uncomfortable today. Because when we pull back from a pattern, as I remove that out of you as we talk, when we pull back from a pattern, it's not comfortable, right? Because you don't want, you're a giver. You don't want to say no. You don't want to disappoint someone. You've been in the pattern for so long, you just do it automatically. And then now the body's pushing back at you saying, no, 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 you don't have to do that. But that thing of, I don't want to disappoint someone, or what if I said no? And you're very thoughtful of what everyone else needs, and it's beautiful. You have a beautiful heart, but it's got to come back to you first, because I don't want your body getting more sick or more frustrated. So that's that, I'm going to get comfortable. I'm going to say, no, I'm sorry, I'm not able to do that for you right now. I'm just not able to. That's all you have to say. And catch yourself where you start to overgive. And then you'll see the boundaries are going to come up. And then you'll see this is all going to start to settle out. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And then you'll let us know how you're doing. Because as I readjust this, now your thing is you're going to celebrate that being uncomfortable is amazing. Can you do that?
Great. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let us know how you're doing. So happy that you called in.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. All right, everybody. Now, Carter, you said we have Jessica on the line?
Yeah, Jessica from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jessica.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. What would you like shifted today?
I was just wondering, so I just stubbed my toe. Oh, my God.
Oh, how good. Letting things go. Stub that toe a little more. You're getting uncomfortable today. I like it.
Yes. I just need to feel more financially abundant. I guess abundant in all areas of my life. I had an interview last week. Well, I had two of them with the Salvation Army. So this week, I should know if I have the job or
Good.
Not.
Let's open
and,
that up.
Yes.
Yep. And, you know what? It's about trusting
the
prosperity levels are there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what we want to explain.
And yes, trusting more and having more faith, even though I do pray every single day and I do try and manifest. And then whenever I feel a negative feeling, I try and like block it off. No, that's not true. Shouldn't be here. But and taking more action and being more creative.
Yes, creative solutions. Two things. No more try. Let's get that out of your vocabulary. So when we say I'm trying to do that, it still puts an energy of a block or resistance rather than, you know what, I'm doing this. I'm asking for a creative solution. Thank you, God. I'm opening myself to new ways of being. Thank you, God. I'm opening myself to creative solutions. Thank you, God. I'm opening myself to meeting new people, right? To meeting new opportunities. So thank you, God. So what you're doing is now you're saying you're opening yourself. So you're not trying. Can you feel when you say the word try the heaviness of that energy?
Yes.
Yeah. Whereas when you say now you're opening yourself, feel how much more light that is?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what we want to open to. Because you're, and to also, I said this on Soul Sundays, and if you watch that again, what you'll see is I talked about where you'll get the shift in there about why we don't praise ourselves enough. And if you start taking that learning in, watch how much more will open, because you're doing way better and you're getting more peace inside. You're getting more grounded inside. And that will open the prosperity realms as well to being allow new creative solutions and ideas to come through. How does that feel? Mm-hmm. You feel the lightness of that?
Much better. Yeah. Less anxiety for sure.
Yeah. Don't forget your tool.
I have to ask. Mm-hmm. I have to ask like family members and friends to support me in a way. And then, so it's just really hard.
It's also too in different ways of to open that through, to sort of get, I call it kind of the care, don't care energy, but you know, that there are other ways that if they're going to support you and help you financially, emotionally in that space of ways of giving back and receiving, so it balances out so you don't feel like you ever owe. And anyways, whether it doesn't matter what area of life it is, and then it's always flowing, which will then increase your flow in other areas as well and other opportunities. And it just looks like one more thing that Spirit wants being unplugged from you is old systems versus new systems. So how you'd functioned in old systems, there's still a little bit too much dragging energy with that versus entering new systems of how we create and how we can generate, how we move through our workday and how we look at opportunities. So if you're all right, I'd like to adjust that for you as well.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you'll get better creative ideas and you'll see better people showing up and then you'll see transition in a new way. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you're such a delight. Okay, let me know how that goes, okay? Okay, all right, keep me posted.
Thank
on your
you.
Job.
I will.
All right, lots of love. Have a great day. Carter, we have Evelyn on the phone.
Yeah, Evelyn from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Excellent. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Oh, there you are. Fabulous. What would you like shifted today?
Great question. I'm kind of, both myself and my husband are kind of in a bit of a limbo. He's having some changes happening at work, but at the same time, there's also other opportunities are coming through externally, which might result in moving to different countries.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, you know what it says for us to actually expand that, because it's showing, I know there's always like the over thought process behind it, but he's actually to also look at those, because there's some really good opportunities that you can see that are not with the companies in now. And it has to do with his pay, but it also has to do with his joy factor when he goes to work, which is huge.
Good.
And with you, you'll be able to fit in wherever you go. So I'm not actually worried about that at all. That actually looks really good. But it says to open it. So what I want to do is, so that means when we open it, I always say to people, go explore. You can always say no, but let's align that energy and increase it so you can go explore. Because a lot of this is also coming based on the fact of the awareness and the work you do energetically. But you've also helped to open that door to expand you, both of you. I don't think you're aware of that, are you?
Nope, I was not.
You didn't know. You're bringing good opportunities. Well, because you're asking for good opportunities, right, to come into your life for all of you. And you're working this as your family, right, through you and your husband. So you've been a catalyst to help open that door. So you need to take a real look at that and celebrate it, because you were a big driving force behind that, which I love this, because he's going to have options. You can see he's kind of looking and he gets to decide. It's not, I got to take this, you know, that energy. It's like, I get to decide, honey, what do we want to do? Do we want to go on an adventure? Do we want to move around? Because the opportunities coming for him allow another level of expansion after that. So he gets to have fun. That feels amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question? The move would make sense I think
yes.
So it does make sense.
Yeah, it makes sense because you can see there's a lot of like details and things to work out, but they all line up. They look very strong. They line up and you'd be like, okay, let's go. Let's go. And it would just sort of lead to something else. But his, don't kid yourself though. There'll be some other things still in this area that he's got choice. Like you guys could all of a sudden, yeah, no, okay. But it's really got chills because I love the fact when spirit gives us choice, but this would also be a fun adventure as well. Like it, what I like about it is everything is showing like on the up. You got these arrows going, yes, go, go, go. But they keep saying if you move, it's a really like you get into the adventure versus a stress, which I really like. That's fun.
Perfect. So do I.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, absolutely. I'll open it more. So all the details. So just keep asking for all the truth of all the details to show. And yeah, there's more more finances too. And it, for some reason, even with your health, the way he changes, all of you, health-wise, everything, like there's a big shift and it has to do with the happiness factor. So I like these new opportunities coming in. Very blessed. Very blessed. All right. Let me know how it goes.
Yes, you answered my question.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. You know, again, I love the callers. I'm sorry we can't take any more today because we're almost at our end time. I just want to reiterate today, where are you maybe feeling? Like we were just talking about the change and looking at the adventure and really looking at when we are uncomfortable, what is that adventure on the other side? And we get so locked into the negative programming that we're given from the minute we, you know, are conceived, whether it's your parents or whether it's the radio. And it creates other issues. We just don't know any better. It's not you're supposed to beat yourself up or anything. We don't know any better. But really ask yourself, what if I looked at this thing that feels uncomfortable in my life? Oh, there, we're going to burp that out. Thank you, God, reset, let go. What if I looked at this thing and I actually, there was a joy behind it, a celebration behind it, something new coming in. Feel that energy. Feel what it's like to have that joy, to have that uplifting in your space. And then we can actually start to see, you know, where the change is coming in. Where is it coming in? And that's what I want to expand for you. Getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. Even when people say to me, oh, Tracy, I have to lose weight or something. And, you know, I've done it myself. And I'm like, well, I didn't have to get super uncomfortable, but I had to look at a few things that I had to change. And I just did them and they were very comfortable. Very comfortable. So, all right. We have actually one more caller on the line. Carter, I think we have enough time. So we'll start to squeeze this in right to the end. I thought we were almost out, but he says we've got a few minutes left. So let's take one more caller before we wrap up today.
Yeah, we have Kathy from Oakville. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Trace. How you doing?
Good. What do you want shifted today?
Well, I'm really struggling with this purging that I'm doing. I'm just feeling worse every day. And I understand that I'm purging, but maybe you can help shift some of this for me.
What we want to do is align the energy of the more of the awareness. So the body's had a very awakening of awareness, of really alignment where it wants to be. But the brain and the body are not really talking quite yet. So it's sort of trying to flush out all the old patterns, which you know, and it's really digging deep and saying what is, as I'm purging, because we've got to increase your immune system as well. But really when I come out of this purge, at all costs, what am I going to be doing different? And stick to it. That's what your body's asking now. At all costs, what am I going to do different? So when you come out of the purge, look at your routine. What am I ready to do different at all costs to really step into the life I want? So you can see it's purging all old thought processes, all old thought patterns. There's people in there. So you've got extra energies and it's not just your family. There are people in there that you look like you've sort of made a decision already to sort of step back from, which is very healthy for you. But you got to keep in mind when there's years and years of energies in there, they're also coming out as well. And but so we'll increase your immune system. How does that feel when I say that?
It feels lighter. So yeah. There is light at the end here. Okay.
Oh, there is. I know something. I don't know if, you know, my biggest purge I did that gave me the biggest transition was 2 weeks. And it wasn't that, like, it was a huge transition. It was about 5 years ago now. And literally it was 2 weeks. And I had fevers where I should have been hospitalized. It was wintertime, but I couldn't talk. I couldn't swallow. I wasn't throwing up, but I was in chills and fevers and nothing I can do but ride it out, right? But I knew it was an adjustment. And what I want to push in your field, when we sometimes have this, and we get frustrated, oh, I should be out tomorrow. Just allow it to go. Talk to the body. And when I finished that 2 weeks and my body recalibrated, my energy was off the charts. My clarity was huge. My ability to understand where I wanted to go in my business in another way just jumped through the roof. I started purging people. Like, this is what I want to put in your field, because allow the body to go through it. Don't resist it, because you're also trying to resist it to say, oh, I'll get better. I just want to be better. I don't want to have it. But the body's shutting you down. So you'll look in really deeply. And what happens when we get sick like that? We have to just sit with ourselves all day and we can't go anywhere. Because you feel like crap going out.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Tracy.
You're welcome. It's really positive. So just go watch some more Netflix or read a book. And we'll open that immune system. I love it. All right. You know, again, getting you're welcome. You know, when you get uncomfortable again, like we're just saying with illnesses and stuff. And like I said, when I had my big purge 2 weeks, I wasn't comfortable. I was like, I got to help my kids. I got to do this. I got things to do. I have programs I put. I got clients. And I just surrendered. And when we can surrender being uncomfortable, we can let go and go, this is what it is. This is what my body requires. It all worked out. Everybody showed up to help. And you just got to rest. Everybody got moved. Everybody got to take care of themselves. Sometimes, too, we're very busy taking care of a lot of people. We forget to take care of ourselves. And so the body will shut you down. Your body is a beautiful vessel. This is why I love teaching the body regeneration method to people. Whether you're online with us or in person, you learn how to connect to the physiology of your body. You learn what it's telling you. But you also learn the energy that you're working with. And it was brilliant. When I learned this, this is how my body restored and regenerate. Those are all those little tips that I learned that I love to pass on to people, because it works, or I wouldn't be here today, because my last manage it was not a very good outcome manage it. And this is why I really want you to understand, because when you start to get healthy and happy, you know, things will change in all areas of your life. And when you start to see that what you're dealing with right now isn't as big as it you thought it was, like, just look back in your life where you got uncomfortable, where you thought you would never get through it, where you were convinced this was the end, and you fast forward to now and you don't even think about it. It's a blip, but in the moment, it's so huge and it's so overwhelming, because we allow the emotions to run away. We allow the interference of all the other people telling us their opinions and their thoughts to take over. And then all of a sudden we get so consumed. So wonder, ask yourself, where am I allowing other people to keep me stuck with being uncomfortable? So happy you joined us today. Again, get your free Clearing Out the Weeds, TracyLClark.com. Just sign up for the bi-weekly newsletter and you get that audio. But Soul Sundays, I just love them. You'll be notified when the next one comes through. And it's under Soul Sundays. The replay is there from this weekend. Yes, we're working on the audio. We had a hiccup, but that's okay. Got to start somewhere, right? But you can still hear it and have a lot of fun. See the people there, the amazing people. And the next one will be in September. So if you're on the list, you'll be notified right away when it comes out. And also, you know what? Any other way you want to be in the community, if you want to be supported, the Effortless Realm, the Miraculous Realm. We have a lot of people there, Facebook group, private Facebook group to help support you every day through your shifts. Maybe it's once a week, but when you're connected and you're in community, we will shift you and sift you. And when you're in community, that's also how you connect to people. If you're looking for different ways of prosperity, your career, you know, meeting new people, like-minded people, when people don't realize, you know, oh, that's a little strange. What are you doing? It's not strange. It's just called connecting to yourself, following what you know you need inside you, and expanding who you are. So thank you so much for joining us. Bookmark Transformation Talk Radio, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you find us. Please just bookmark it, and that way you will never miss an episode of the Tracy L. Clark Show. We will see you next week where we have some guests with us, and then we'll be back the following week where you can call in again and keep shifting in the TLC community of extraordinary living. Have a beautiful week, everyone, and we'll see you again.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.